Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, if that's the time you're listening to this. I found this questionnaire from KinkyAngel91, and I figured since I wanted to get more into the GWA backstage community, I guess, I would answer the questions. So here goes. Question one, I guess I'm starting with because, yeah. Who's the last person you held hands with? The last person I held hands with was my best friend. We were hanging out for my birthday, and she's lovely. She's a wonderful person. We're very, very physically affectionate in a platonic way, like platonic snuggling and such. Am I outgoing or shy in real life and online? Online, I am not shy. I tend to overshare, and it's a problem. And then in real life, I'm pretty shy when it comes to meeting people, and then I overshare, and it's a problem. What kind of people are you attracted to? I'm attracted to people who debate. I like debating with people. I think it's a lot of fun, and I like people who act, and I like people who voice act, which is about the same thing. I mean, voice acting, you don't really have to worry about your face, but anyway, who from either gender is on your mind in real life or online? In real life, I don't really have anybody on my mind, but online I have my senpai, and I like to think of him as my senpai. I'm not gonna tell you who my senpai is because that'd be weird. Especially if he know anyway. Who was the last person you had a deep conversation with? I had I think the only thing that I've had recently that could be misconstrued as a deep conversation was a series of Snapchats with this guy I used to date about how all of human sexuality can be classed as necrophilia or pre-necrophilia, and then you just have varying degrees of pre-necrophilia, and that I should make a graph. Like, if you are dating someone who is very ill, then that's like almost necrophilia. And but if you're dating someone who's very young, then that's pedophilia. But also least necrophilia, unless they get hit by the car a car the next day. I don't know. Anyway, the most recent text that I sent says I sent it to my writer friend, and it says I just finished a script and was excited, colon P, and or tongue out face, instead of the actual punctuation symbol. Do I believe in luck and miracles? I believe in luck. I don't know about miracles, don't know how I feel about miracles, but I believe in luck because I am bad at a lot of things and I like to blame luck on that. So like if I'm playing cards and I lose 8 times in a row, it's luck. It's not because I'm bad at cards. I'm probably bad at cards. Would I kiss the last person I kissed again? I mean, technically the last person I kissed was me, my hand, recording a thing. So yeah, it's a good solid 7 out of 10. Decent kiss. Do I like bubble baths? Yes, I like bubble baths, but I'm always kind of worried that there could be something under the bubbles that you can't see, like, I don't know, a Freddy Krueger hand or something in the bath, which is, it happened in the movie. What are my bad habits? I chew on things a lot, and it's a problem. It's a problem. I don't, like, if I have nail polish on, I won't chew on my nails, and if I have a lipstick on, I won't chew on my lips, but if I'm thinking, I like to have something in my mouth. Oral fixation. What part of my body am I most uncomfortable with? I don't really think about my body in terms of being like comfortable or uncomfortable or loving it or hating it. I just think of it as being a thing that I inhabit and sometimes have to feed. I guess maybe my feet, because I think toes are weird, but when you think about it, hands are just weird feet. So I don't know. I don't know. Where was I? Oh, right. Who am I more comfortable, most comfortable around in real life and online? I don't have many online-only friends, but I'm the most comfortable about around my writer friend and my best friend, which makes sense. I have two friends. I only have two friends. But anyway, has any of my exes told me that they regret breaking up? Yes, they have. I didn't regret it. Celebrities? I don't do celebrity crushes. I'm not going to crush shame the people who do have celebrity crushes, but for people I don't know or don't have like a semblance of knowing, I definitely do crushes on fictional characters, but not like the people who are playing the fictional characters. I think that's anyway. Would I rather live without TV or music? I would rather live without TV because I don't really watch TV. The only thing TV show I watch right now is The Walking Dead, and I only watch it for Negan. So, have I ever liked somebody and never told them? No. I tell people I like them when I like them because I would rather regret doing something than regret not doing something. What do I say during awkward silences? I don't usually think of silences as awkward. I mean, a silence is only awkward if you make it awkward. And, you know, if you say, oh wow, man, this is an awkward silence, and then it's just silent, and then you just made it plus 10 awkward. Don't do that. What are my favorite stores to shop in? I like bookstores. I work in a bookstore. It's very lovely. I have to buy myself some reading socks. They're so fuzzy on the inside. Yeah, so bookstores. And I like the, I like NYX, the makeup store. There's a brand, but there's also a store. Anyway, because I like makeup and they carry the best variety of lip things. Like there's a, it's like a liquid lipstick, I guess. Cosmic Metals. It's glossy. No, it's not glossy. It's metallic. And I have one that is metallic teal, and I love it so much. Makes me feel like a fabulous alien. if I'm being extremely quiet, that means I don't have anything to say, or I'm sleepy. It's kind of interchangeable. Or I'm listening to someone else talk because I don't like to talk over people. I mean, I try not to talk over people. Do I smile at strangers? No, I don't. If they smile at me, sometimes I will smile. I smile at strangers' dogs. I smile at dogs and cats. Sometimes there are a lot of wild cats in my area for some reason. I mean, not wild. They're not like, but yeah, there are a lot of cats just wandering the neighborhood in my area, and I smile at them a lot. And I don't know them personally, so I guess I can say I smile at strangers. One thing I wish I could change about myself, I think it would be really, really cool to be very, very buff, as in pick up a person and throw them kind of buff. I feel like that'd be great. Or, you know, handstand push-up kind of buff. I feel like that'd be cool. Or like pole dancer buff, that kind of buff, that excessive amount of just swoleness, I guess. Been arrested? No. I'm a gentle person. I don't do illegal things. Story of my first kiss. I was walking home from school with this guy, and we were sharing an umbrella because I am a dingus who doesn't bring umbrellas places. And I was talking to him about how I've never been kissed, and my cousin was making fun of me, except my cousin wasn't really making fun of me. I was just bringing it up because I wanted to kiss him. Anyway, he told me he would kiss me, and I was like, I said something along the lines of, okay, then go for it, because I have a problem. And I don't sleep with stuffed animals. I do sleep with, like, 7 pillows, though. It's kind of excessive. I build myself a little nest, and I sleep in it. First person I talked to today was my mom. She texted me this morning. Just saying morning. She texts a lot. And the last person I talked to today, and seeing as it's, like, 9:10 in the morning right now, my writer friend, I wanted to talk to her because she was on the bus. She commutes in the morning, and I sent her a text, but she was sleeping on the bus, so she didn't get it until she was not in a position to answer it. Anyway, anyone I want to punch in the face right now, if I said myself, I think that'd be weird. No one in particular, not like a specific person, but I've always wanted to punch somebody in the face. Not like somebody specific, just in general, just a general punch in the face, like completely impersonal, just punch them in the face. Something irritating me right now, my charger for my laptop, the little box thing between the plug bit and the computer connecty bit, I don't know words, it gets really hot, like, enough to catch things on fire hot. Sometimes I roll on it in the middle of the night and wake up with burns. It's a problem. I probably shouldn't keep it in my bed. The last person I cried in front of was my mom, because I was helping her renovate the basement, and I was very, very hungry. And I know that sometimes people get angry when they're hungry. I just get really, really sad. What makes me happy? Stupid things. Stupid things make me happy. Not full grandiose life things like, oh, you graduated with honors. That doesn't make me happy. What makes me happy is I have a cat, and sometimes when I'll come home from work, she will be under the covers in my bed, and I think that's funny. Because how does she even get under there? The bed's fully made, and it's just a lump in the middle. Does she burrow in from the bottom? I don't know. I don't know how she gets in there. But that makes me happy. I think it's fun. And what's my zodiac sign? I'm a Scorpio. Yeah, November birthday. End of November. I'm actually just barely in Scorpio. Yeah. So, questionnaire. Yay.